Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we tell you what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie, irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the company that can get money back from revenue. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's a high probability that you could be due a tax rebate. Now, that's where Irish Tax Rebates come in. They put in the application for you. They do all the donkey work. All you have to do is fill out an application form on their website, which is irishtaxrebates.ie, irishtaxrebates.ie. Don't do a Google search, just go to the address bar and type in their exact address, because there are some dodgy enough companies out there that are charging people 30%, one even charging 40% for providing the service that Irish Tax Rebates only charge 10% for. So, for example, if you manage to reclaim €1,000, they will give. They will only charge you €100, 10% plus VAT, so €123. It's a no-brainer. Anyway, a number of our listeners have been in touch with us about their success in getting money back thanks to IrishTaxRebates.ie, like Carmel.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely cheque sitting there for me for €780. So that is an update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're very kind. Thank you very much indeed. And delighted for you, Carmel. She's 800 and odd euro richer. On average, by the way, Irish Tax Rebates, when they analyse the rebates that they managed to get, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. So that means some people will get more, some people will get a bit less, but on average, €1,092. So, as I said, if you've paid tax at all in the last 4 years and you'd like to find out if you're due a tax rebate, all you have to do is visit irishtaxrebates.ie and no other address. irishtaxrebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Carl has been in touch with us, and Carl is from Leixlip in County Kildare. And here's what Carl said to us. And by the way, I often mention this to you, don't mention two of you enough. If there's anything you want us to discuss on Opinions Matter, you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, which is what Carl did, or you can send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 any time of the night or day. Carl, I saw your post about today's topic, and I've a lot to say about single fathers being treated like dirt. I'm a separated father, share a son with my ex. He's 9. I pick him up every Friday after school and have him until Sunday at 7. I've never got a penny of children's allowance. We broke up 4 years ago, and all the money goes into her account. This just sums up how fathers are treated. I do everything with him at the weekend. Matches, cinema, we go shopping for clothes, and nothing from her. Read this, and let people know how exes are money grabbers. That's from a guy called Carl. In Leixlip in County Kildare. Now, as Carl was reacting to a post that we put up on our Facebook page earlier on today about this exact topic, actually. And it was all to do with children's allowance. And the question we asked was, why does children's allowance always go to the separated mother and never to the separated father? And Carl is reacting to that. Jeremy, your reaction to this, please.
First of all, I agree with you completely, Carl. I'm not a single father, but I've always got time for single fathers, and I can always empathise with what they're going through. Mm-hmm. It is a two-tier system. It's not your ex's fault, by the way, that she's getting the children's allowance and you're not. That is a government decision. That the government, when it comes to parenting, the government is a very sexist, and this whole Irish system is very sexist. Sexist all around the world. It's always geared towards... It's always geared towards the mother and not the father.
Okay, yeah. But on average,
before you finish,
on average, mothers are the primary caregivers. On average, they are. Not always, but they are on average.
No, I get that. But in this case, so let's look at Carl's situation. So the kid is with mommy Monday to Friday morning, and she drops him off at school. And there's a lot of details in Carl's message we can't read out because... this has been before the courts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You have to be very careful. And Carl then picks his son up after school on Friday. So he has him all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. Okay. So I think, and I don't care if feminists are going to get angry with me over this, Carl deserves half the children's allowance. Half of it should be paid into his account and half of it should be paid into the mother's account.
Not very practical, no, is it really? In terms of administration, it's not very practical.
The mother in this situation, she has custody of Carl's son, which is fair enough. Always goes.
Well, they have joint custody by the sounds of it.
No. She has custody, but he has... it's an arrangement they've made between themselves.
Right.
So the arrangement is, pick the son up on Friday after school. And you have him. So everybody that's upset over Carl's message, seriously, cop onto yourselves and stop hating on men. Carl is spending 3 whole days with his son and you don't expect him to get any children's allowance? Come on. And as well, by the way, Carl is paying maintenance to the kids. So, okay, if it's not practical for the government to split the children's allowance 50-50, Carl's ex should set up a direct debit and send him half the children's allowance every month for what he does. Apart from the money aspect of it, it's the thought that counts. He deserves...
okay, but as I said, it's not really practical.
Well, it's very easy. In Revolut, his ex can just go every single Friday or every single... when does the Mickey money come out?
Tuesday, isn't it?
The first Tuesday of the month. When the Mickey money goes into Mammy's account, that Mammy Revolut's half of it to Daddy because Daddy spends 3 days of the week with Carl. With Carl's son. And if anybody...
sorry, he doesn't spend 3 days a week. He spends 2 days a week.
It's 3 days. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
He collects the child after school on Friday and he drops it back on Sunday. That's Friday.
That's 3 days.
It's 2 days.
It's not. Are we going to argue over a couple of
hours? Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. That's 2 days.
No, he spends one... he pretty much spends one less day than the mother does.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He collects the child on Friday afternoon, he drops the child back on Sunday afternoon, that's 2 days.
Okay, you didn't do your maths on this, you're going to make a fool of yourself.
I'm not.
Okay.
How is 48 hours, not 2 days?
It's not 40. She spends 4... will you ever defend... you were a single father as well at one stage of your life.
I'm just saying it's not very practical.
I know you don't want to upset women.
It's not very practical.
It wouldn't actually kill you to stick up for men for once
it
in your life.
It is not very practical. The bottom line is this guy is only...
It's very, very, very
this guy
practical.
Only has the child for 48 only, hours out of 160 only, hours 40. In a week.
She has him... Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's 4 days.
Why? Where does he wake up on Friday morning?
Okay, so Friday morning she drops him to school 8 o'clock. That's all. She has a Monday, so she has him 4 days.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, 4
on
days.
Friday.
That's 4 days. She doesn't have him on a Friday. She drops him to school on a Friday.
Okay, if you talk... Let's define a day as an overnight. She has the child 5 nights. He has the child 2 nights.
No, you're playing silly... You're playing silly buggers.
Our number is 0858252526.
If you are a woman who's obsessed... looking at some of the messages coming in, if you're a woman who's obsessed, come on and tell me. I'm not going to respond to your angry comments on Facebook. Sorry, Amanda's saying women are going mad on Facebook. Bring them on. I'm not responding to comments on Facebook. If you want to direct your anger, you can direct it towards me. Give them the number in case
there
be confusion.
0858252626.
I'm not backing down on this.
Okay, this guy, Carl.
I'm 100% right.
This guy, Carl, is arguing that he wants half the children's allowance, even though he only has the child for 48 hours.
Oh.
Our number is 0858252626. Let's kick off with Nicola.
Hi, lads. I'm slightly confused why the father thinks he should have half the allowance when he has the child Friday evening till Sunday evening. Where does the child be then all the other days? With the mother. The mother gets the children's allowance. Simple as. It even says on the form, like when you're filling it in, it goes, child benefit goes to whoever the child lives with. The child lives with the mother, goes to spend the weekend with the father. I don't understand why part-time daddies like want half the allowance. The mind boggles.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Lisa, you actually got in contact with us about this conversation, arguing that it is reverse sexism, basically.
What it is. Absolutely, Adrian. I mean, we can argue the toss about how many hours a child is with. For instance, that guy, Carl, who got in touch with you. I mean, isn't she having a great time there? Get rid of the kid on Friday, get him back Sunday, right? A child going off with whichever parent, the mother or father, for the weekend. The weekend is the expensive time with kids, because the weekend is where you have to, you know, they're going to want to go to shops, they're going to want to go to cinema, whatever it is they're doing, where usually there'll be more structure in the weekdays that, you know, it's school and home. And it's not, obviously, there's hard work in every day, no matter who has a child, but there's not the expense. And I think it's so wrong. I mean, the government have decided that if a mother and father have a child equal time, if they split it equally, well, then the child benefit goes to the mother. Why?
Because on average, and this is the point that I was making to Jeremy a moment ago, on average, women, whether we like this or not, or accept this or not, women are the primary caregivers on average. No. And that's a fact. That is a statement of fact.
As Lisa said, you must have had your headphones turned off. As Lisa said, Adrian, the weekend, Carl himself has admitted, I'm just going to read back his message here, that at the weekend he brings his son to football matches, they're expensive, to the cinema, they go shopping for clothes, and the ex-wife has the whole weekend to herself. So she literally has from Friday morning when she drops her son off to school.
He's got the whole week to himself.
Yeah.
Adrian, it's not child, it's, this is called child benefit, not mammy benefit,
yeah,
to get
thank
her nails
you,
and
thank
hair
you,
done.
Lisa.
Do you know
you.
What I mean? That's, and we have okay, a but, government but, who if, have decided.
If we look, Lisa, if we look at this guy, Carl, as an example, okay, so we mentioned that we were going to be talking about this, and Carl got on to us straight away to say that he has the kid from Friday afternoon until Sunday at 7. So that's just over 48 hours that he has the child, and he's looking for half the children's allowance now.
And so he should. So he should. You know, if he, it doesn't matter that it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're looking at it by way of splitting it in a week. The point being is that the weekend generally is the most expensive time for a child. During the week, children are in school for what, how many hours? 6 hours, whatever. So take 6 hours out of her day for Monday to Friday for a start off, or Monday to Thursday. She hasn't got them. She drops the child to school on Friday morning, as far as I know. But we have a government who has decided that if a child splits equally the time between the mother and the father, well, the mother's to get the money. And I don't understand why that's happening.
Okay, no, and that is the case, that if the child is spending 50% of the time with mammy, 50% of the child with daddy, time with daddy, mammy gets the children's allowance. But then it's up to her to decide if she wants to give him some money now.
But in Carl's situation, it is 50-50. Well, it's 60-40. So we're splitting hairs over 10%. Literally, Carl spends 3 full days with his son.
He doesn't. He spends 48 hours with him.
No, Adrian. And you know what? It's called child benefit, not mammy benefit, as I said. And I know where you're going to get the clitorati ringing in and saying, oh, you know, men don't do this, that, and the other. I know a lot of men who look after their children really, really well. And I equally know a lot of women who I wouldn't leave in charge of a fucking goldfish. That's the truth.
And I agree with everything you're saying, Lisa. However, firstly, on a practical level, it's not really that practical for revenue to have to send half the money to one bank account, half the money to another bank account.
It is practical.
It's very, very simple. It's so easy. And then you get into
rows over, well, he has the child for 22 and a half hours a week, and it's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not about they are co-parenting, Adrian. They're co-parenting.
Yeah. No. He has the child 48 hours a week.
And he's paying maintenance.
That's fine. And he should.
By the way, he should. Stop saying 48 hours. It's not 48 hours.
It is.
It's not from Friday morning.
No.
From Friday
at 3 o'clock, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Sunday at 7, that's 48. Okay, that's 52 hours.
Yeah, it's in its 50s.
Yeah. But it's only.
And it's the most expensive time. And it's the time that he doesn't get to drop that child off to a school or a creche for a few hours of those days.
Okay, so do you believe that this guy, using Carl as an example, do you believe that Carl should get 50% of the child? Now, we're not talking about mega money, by the way. It's 140 quid.
It's the principle of the thing.
It totally is the principle. And I think if any woman with, you know, her moral compass not stuffed up her arse, would without a doubt send him on money or, you know, give him money when he calls to collect the child, it's called child benefit for a reason. It's not for false nails and false eyelashes and hair extensions. And it sickened me the beginning of November. Anyone getting child benefit got, you know, the double payment, whatever. That's brilliant if it goes to helping kids for Christmas or clothes or
which
school.
Is what it's intended for, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, if you want to go on to Facebook, search it. All over social media, Instagram the lot. You have women out on the club, on the Raz, you know, delighted and calling out ministers, thanking them for their bonus. That's sickening.
And there's another one coming in December as well, by the way.
If you just look at what Carl is doing, Carl seems like a great father. So he brings his son to football matches. The son is a Shamrock Rovers supporter, by the way.
So what else would you do with your son? No, you do the same thing.
Yes, but I'm
looking for praise.
No, I'm saying he brings his son to a Shamrock Rovers match. So that cost.
Whoop-de-doo.
No, I'm not saying whoop-de-doo. The cost of bringing your son on a Friday
night.
That's
his choice.
Yes, but he needs. So he shouldn't get any money from the ex. Because of that.
No.
And as Lisa said, I don't...
Sorry, did your missus give you money going out the door for bringing Luke to a football match?
It's different.
How is it different?
And as Lisa said...
Sorry, Jeremy, you bring your young fella to a football match. Are you looking for praise for it? Do you get money off your wife for it?
I'm not saying you should be praised for bringing a son to a football match. I'm saying, can you not get this into your thick skull? As Lisa said, all these things cost money.
Yeah, I know that.
And I can guarantee you...
But that's his choice.
I can guarantee you, as Lisa, as you're saying, I'm guarantee you Carl's ex has the nicest hair extensions and nails.
Oh, now we're going to...
Lovely nails, probably.
Sorry,
lovely nails.
But like I said,
okay,
you're going to get the clitorati texting in, I don't spend it on me, and I don't do this, and I do that. Yet they do, most of them do, and it's sickening. And I think that this country is incredibly sexist against fathers. It's horrific. The way fathers are treated, no rights.
When you have a male presenter here literally taking the side of the woman in this situation.
I'm not taking the side of the woman. All I'm pointing out, and I reiterate.
48 hours. That's all you keep saying.
48 hours. Correct. Stay there for a second, Lisa. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Lorraine, this dad has the child for 48 hours and he wants half the children's allowance.
No, it should go to the primary carer of the child, which is the mother. She has him Monday to Friday. She has to get him up for school, has to feed him, has to do everything else for him. And no, it should go to the primary care of the child.
Well, it does.
Which is what it's intended for.
Okay, so you don't...
Sorry, it's not called mother's allowance. It's called children's allowance. It's not intended for the
mother. Hold on, Jeremy. I know a father who has primary custody of his child and he gets the children's allowance.
And I know one as well. So yeah, but it does happen.
You're saying you should go to
the primary carer.
So what's a primary...
Carer of the child. She has that child. That caller on the other thing said the weekends are quite expensive for her first kid.
Yep, she's
my
right.
My kids do football... No, hold on. My kids do football on Monday. My son does football Monday and Wednesday. My daughter does piano on Thursday and then she does dance on Thursday evening and Friday. So during the week it's quite expensive for me.
And you get your allocation of children's allowance to support that.
Well, I don't, she's the primary carer. She has that child all week. She has to see
them. I'm just taking it back to what you said. You said there that you know, it's expensive for you. That's why you get benefits to help you.
Oh, I know. That's what it goes on. It pays for her piano, pays for her dance, it pays for my son's football. But you're all jumping on this bandwagon of she has the best hair extensions. Nobody said that in the message. Nobody said she had the best nails, the best makeup. How do we know that her child benefits?
We're generalising. We're talking about in general, first of all. Second of all, what you're saying is you're basically going along with this crap of a woman should get everything. No, she shouldn't.
No, I didn't say that. Hold on. I also said my friend, he's a father and he's a primary carer of the child and he gets the children's allowance. She doesn't.
And so he should. But the point of the topic that the lads have raised is that the government have decided when a child spends equal time with the mother and the father, the money is to go to the mother, and that is wrong.
This child doesn't spend equal time with the mother and father. We're talking about hours with the child.
You're not understanding the point, Lorraine. Do you know what I mean? The point being that the government have decided. They've decided. They didn't say anything about primary carers. They said that if a child lives equal time with the mother and the father, that the mother is to get the money. Now, I'm sorry, but having a vagina should not entitle you to money. It doesn't work like that in the real world, because the one with the penis is out at the weekend taking care of the kids, as he should do, and that's brilliant. As a mother should do, that's brilliant. We're not saying that. But there's no equality there towards men.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that the children's allowance does go to the primary carer. And in the case of Carl, Lisa, whether we like it or not, and I just want you to listen to me here for a second, okay?
48 hours. Don't mention 48 hours.
I'm even going to call him 52 hours, okay. Yeah? This daddy has the child 52 out of 168 hours in a week, yeah? So Mammy has the child for 116 hours.
Yeah, but the weekdays...
Okay. No, just listen to me.
The weekdays are already planned out. Weekdays, the young fella's
Mammy
in school.
Mammy has the child he's for 116 hours in the week, yeah?
But she doesn't, he's in school.
That's over double the amount of time that daddy has.
But he's in school for probably 30 of those hours, so you can take 30 hours off. He's in school. He doesn't need money spent on when he's in school, okay?
And the government are helping Mammy, we'll say, in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
With, I don't know if the woman's on welfare or working or whatever, right? But she is getting payments, child benefit, to help her out. Now, what I'd like to know is, what's Carl getting to help him out?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, and he's paying maintenance. Like, what the fuck is wrong in this country?
Okay, so...
No wonder the men killing themselves.
Lorraine... Well, they're not killing themselves over not getting 70 quid for children's allowance.
No, they're killing themselves over the financial pressure. They're killing themselves because they're not recognised in the courts. They're seen as sperm donors and human ATM machines. That's the problem. Yes, they fucking are. I work in the system. Yes, they are. I work in the system.
I have been in the system. I don't care if you were in it, I work in it every day.
And I'm telling you, you seriously are telling me that men and women are treated equally in the family law court. Really?
I have seen people being treated equally in the family court.
Never in over 40 years have I seen any woman repeatedly dragged into court to pay money that she hasn't got. I've never seen the likes of it in my life. This country is a shambles towards men. Women are, most of them are spiteful cows that they want to suck every penny out of a man when they separate. So if he can't get on a leave, he's not going to meet a new partner because he's to hand over everything in maintenance, right? He can't afford to leave home. Where's his life going to go? Where is it? And the example
If this bloke has a kid, he can't meet a new partner. My partner has five kids without me. I met my partner and he had five kids. You made a generalized statement that he won't make. Hold on. You said that a person who has a kid, he can't go out, he's paying all this maintenance, he can't do anything, he can't have a life, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's bollocks. I met my partner 13 years ago. He had five kids.
And we went on to have three more. Good for you. You're generalizing. Excuse me. I'm quoting facts. It's absolute fact. There is no way you can say, or anyone can say, there's no way.
No, I'm not going to argue.
Lisa, you're not listening.
Listen, Lisa, listen.
I met my partner. He had had five kids, right? He had five kids when I met my partner, right? He paid maintenance for all five of his kids, and we went on to have three kids.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for children's allowance. He didn't go looking for it, and he had them kids at the weekend. So you're going on like, oh, all men, this, that, and everything else. You generalize that statement. My partner is not like that. He went out, we had three
girls, earns a good wage.
And he had five kids.
He can obviously afford it. He wouldn't be told to pay it all if he could afford it now, would he, Lorraine? Not by the Irish judges. Surely he wouldn't be told. So we obviously could afford to pay for maintenance for five kids. I'm talking an average industrial wage in this country for a man. It is physically impossible for him to go on and make a new life for himself because he's stuck at home.
Again, Lisa, I agree with all of that. It is extremely, extremely difficult.
But it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. No, it's not. But it is extremely difficult. But let me go back. Let me go back to the point, Lisa, about Carl's story. You highlighted the fact that if a child spends half their time with mammy and half their time with daddy, mammy still gets the children's allowance, okay? And that was the point that you were trying to highlight. When we look at somebody like Carl, who has the child for just over 48 hours at the weekend, do you believe he should be given half the children's allowance? Yes.
Of course, George, yeah.
Okay. And Lorraine, you're saying no, he's only a part-time daddy.
Yeah, well, the mother has the child Monday to Friday, has to get him dressed for school.
And the school has the child. The school is the carer Monday to Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The whole day.
She's hungry with no lunch.
No.
She's going to send him in with no breakfast, okay. No lunch. She's not going to come home and have dinner.
Okay,
he doesn't have to get his tracksuit for school, his uniform for school.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, supposing, and by the way, yes, I agree being a parent during the week is a difficult job, but Carl's son is in school from 8:50 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so he's, you know, it's not 24/7. But, okay, but let me ask you the question then, Lorraine. If the situation was changed slightly and Carl said in his message, now he didn't say this, but I pick my son up on a Thursday afternoon, and I have him Thursday.
So he has him 3.5 days a week.
3.5 days. Would you change your opinion then? No.
No,
because women deserve the money. That's why. No.
Do you know, you think that the channel the baby came from, that's where all the money should go. And that is so wrong on every level. Just because you give birth to a child does not mean that you're entitled to everything. Do you know, men should matter. They really should.
Do me a favour, Lisa. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Dave did.
But I can't really understand why is this lad pissed off? Like, if he only has a child the weekends, children's allowance is for, you know, the kids to be looked after, for stuff for the kids. And obviously, they should go to the primary caregiver. You know, if they had 50-50 custody all the time, you could understand him wanting maybe half to help out with his expenses. Or is he just kind of butthurt now because of the double payment last month and the double payment next month, and he wants some?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, there's a huge reaction to the conversation that we're having with you, and that is about fathers getting a chunk of children's allowance. Jonathan!
Good afternoon, lads. Adrian and Bobblehead. How are you getting on today? It's a good topic, but I don't think it's a sexist thing, Jeremy, is it? The reason that it was given to mothers initially is because when that payment came in initially, fathers were pissing it against the wall, like they were pissing everything else against the wall that came into the house. They were the sole breadwinners when the children's allowances come into effect. But if the mother has the child all week, that's where the money should go. If he had the children all week, I'd say give it to him. But he doesn't. She has them all week. Not that I agree with this government on anything, but that's not the reason for it, Jeremy. It's because men were pissing it against the wall back in the day. So it's for the kids. If the kids are with her, then of course the money goes to her. She wants to give the kids to him. She takes them on the weekend. He gets the children's allowance. Don't see the problem here. It looks like he's just looking for something to fight about where there is no fight. Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's sexist. I just think it makes more sense that way.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
How you doing, lad?
Good, Mark.
So I'm in the exact same position as Carl, and I just know sometimes it pisses me off because my own children's mother, like, I know she uses the children's allowance for the kids, mainly for the kids, but she has admitted to me on the odd occasion that, yeah, she has used part of the money to go and get herself her nails done or her eyelashes or buy the odd treatment for herself, like. But she says, so what, like, she has the kids, she's entitled to it, right? And I've just let that
now, but does she not have a point, though?
Well, I have the kids every single weekend, Adrian, and I'm not working at the moment, right? I'm looking. I'm in the process of looking for work. She has a full time job, right? But she openly admitted to me there that for the next couple of months, because the double children allowance is coming in, she's taking the kids off. She's putting it towards a Christmas present for the kids and taking them off on a holiday. Now, I'd love to be able to take my kids off on a holiday, but I just can't afford it, like. And because I'm only on welfare at the moment, even the little bit I do get, I try to buy them a Chinese or I try to buy them treats at the weekend. Like, I have very little after that, like. Now, I know she has a full-time job and, you know, she can also say that she's using her own wages to bring the kids off on holiday.
And that's a very reasonable argument now, I have to say. An extremely reasonable argument.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm just saying, like, wouldn't it be wonderful for the dad to get a look in and even be offered, if they were to take them 2 or 3 days a week, like, to be given what, like, even give a portion of it, like, so he can buy the kids, like, treats or bring them out to treat them to McDonald's or a day out, like, you know, to go towards a day out, like, because, like, he's the carer for, like, 2 or 3 days of the week, like, and like Jeremy says, it is called children's allowance, not called mother's allowance, like, but I've never...
Okay, you're in the exact same situation as Carl. You have your child or children, how many are we talking about?
Three of them.
Okay, three children. You have your three children every weekend from after school on Friday until Sunday evening. Is that right?
Every single weekend without fail, yeah.
Okay.
And now, Adrian, would have you believe, Mark, that that doesn't cost any money?
I never said that.
I would imagine, Mark, you're spending a lot of money on them at the weekend, are you? With takeaways and cinema.
If I try to get them, if I can afford it, I'll get them a takeaway, a Chinese or whatever on a Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
But I also try and get them a few treats, like, you know, for Saturday night for watching a movie or something. You know, but like it can be hard because it all builds up, like, and it does cost money, like.
Okay, and so you're the mother of your children gets children's allowance every month, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you've got three children, she'd be getting €420 every month. Do you believe that you should get half of that?
I don't believe I should be getting it, but I should be at least offered, you know, and if I wanted to do something special with the kids, like take them off on a treat or take them off on a day, I should be at least offered a part of it, like, you know, rather than her having all of it. And, you know, because it is going to, I am spending it on the kids, like, I spend enough of my own money on my kids, like, so.
Okay, so you believe that because of the care that you give to your children at the weekends, which some people describe as a part-time dad, you believe you're should be entitled to
That's
some...
That's a disgusting thing
but
to...
Listen, Mark, Adrian...
I didn't say it. Somebody earlier on said it.
By the way, Mark, never consider you a part-time dad. You're a full-time dad.
Jeremy, I was just about to say that to him. Jeremy, if the kids weren't going to school Monday to Friday, right, I would have the kids 50% of the time, right? But to be honest with you, she'd just be in work until 7 o'clock. The kids would be in school from 8:30 till 3:30 or 4 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And then her mother collects them from school. So she only sees the kids for about 2 or 3, probably 4 hours.
Listen, Mark, I can tell by talking to you, you're not going to weasel out of being a father. You may not have your children full-time, but you are a full-time dad. I mean, he doesn't... And the reason I'm saying that, if one of them ends up in hospital on Tuesday, Mark's going to be there as well. So he's a full-time...
So let's go back to the point of this conversation, and that is and Lisa saying that people like Carl and Mark here deserve half the children's
allowance. Of course, Mark does.
So, Adrian, I never said that.
No, I know you didn't, but the guy Carl did.
Well, no, I'm saying it. I think Mark deserves half the children's allowance.
He deserves €210 a month.
Yes, absolutely. And anybody that says that after listening to Mark's story, you sound like a great father, Mark. After listening to his story, mm-hmm. You'd want to be a cold-hearted wanker to say that he doesn't deserve half the
Sorry, his ex is working 5 days a week. Mark says he's between jobs. He's looking for a job.
Yeah.
So she's able to provide for the kids. And Mark, I have to say to you, you almost sound resentful or bitter about the fact that she's planning to take the kids away.
Adrian, hold on, right? First of all, I've said that, right? I admit she works full time, right? And I have never asked for a penny, a cent of that children's allowance offer, right? I don't resent the fact she's taking the kids off on holidays, because at least I know the money is probably from the children's allowance is going towards a holiday for my kids. And I'm happy that they're going away on holidays, right? My point is that, like, I'd be afraid to even ask for a cent of that children's allowance, because she'd probably tell me to piss off, like, you know what I mean? That's my point.
Okay, so I completely understand where you're coming from and where Carl is coming from. However, the state provides children's allowance, or child benefit as it's called, to the primary carer. And whether you like it or not, Mark, your ex is the primary carer of the children.
Right, right. Well, I know. Like, if she's the primary carer, well, then what's to say that fathers, right? Now, I know I wouldn't do it myself, because I love having my kids. I have them every single weekend without fail, right? But there's a lot of dads out there that can go, well, listen, if I'm not getting any money for my kids, if she's not giving me anything and still expects me to take them every weekend consistently, and she gives me fuck all, right? Well, then I'm just not going to take them. And I'll see them once every 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, like, you know, and I'll have them for a day, and I won't even take them for an overnight, because there are lads out there that will do that, you know what I mean? It was fine.
All right, do me a favour, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Mark. Our number is 0858252626. Let me go to Catherine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good. Adrian, I'm actually really cross with you.
Oh, with me, okay.
Yeah, I normally agree with you, and I'm against Jeremy, but...
But not
you're,
today.
No, not today. You're being very, very harsh. Like, these men, they are fathers. I'm married. Like, the subject today is, like, separated couples and how the mother gets the children's allowance. Mm-hmm. And but when my daughter was born, I married 24 years, and my husband has a big bugbear against it. I broke my leg a year ago, and I couldn't... We got the children's allowance paid through the post office that I'd have to go over and sign. And my husband wasn't allowed to sign to collect the children's allowance. Automatically, the government went to the mother. All the forms were sent to me. Everything was sent to me. And we're a married couple. So why couldn't my husband, you know, why wasn't it joined that we, either of us, could claim the children's allowance? The government is sexist against
and
men.
Okay, and that's the point that Lisa was making earlier on, that the government, in her opinion...
I couldn't agree with Lisa more.
Okay, so let me go back to the point about Carl. And Carl is a daddy. He has his child for just over 48 hours out of 168. And
he has the child
at the weekends, yeah. And mm-hmm. he wants half the children's allowance. Now... there are those, I'm not necessarily branding him this, but there are those who did. He is just a part-time dad.
That's so insulting to dads, because the majority of couples that split and have children, they want to be daddy, but they're not allowed to be daddy. That's actually very offensive towards fathers. Adrian, I'm disgusted with you. They're not part-time daddies. They're daddies.
So as far as you're concerned, fathers like Carl deserve children's allowance, basically.
He's a daddy. He takes his little child, what his ex will allow him, or the courts, or whatever. The little bit of time he gets with his child is, you know, the mother allows. Oh, okay, so he can take him from Friday evening till Sunday evening. It's very unfair on men. It's very unfair on these dads. They want to be dads. The majority of them want to be dads. They want to be in their children's lives. But it's kind of commandeered by their exes, the bitter women who don't allow them. And so why should they not get half children's allowance?
Okay, so somebody like Carl or Mark, who was on there a minute ago, you believe deserve a cut of the children's allowance, and it should be given Mark, directly to them.
Mark sounded like it cut through my heart. Mark sounds like a man that really adores his children and wants to be in their life. Why shouldn't they get benefits? Why should it automatically go to the mother?
Well, it only automatically goes to the mother if she's the primary caregiver. If the father is the one that the kids live with most of the week, he'll get the money.
Hang on. I'm married. I was married before I had my child. I'm still married. But yet my husband can't claim children's allowance when I broke my leg. So why isn't it just, you know, a joint kind of a thing? Like, we're not split up. But yet my husband, when I broke my leg, couldn't go to the post office to claim children's allowance. It's just a sexist country. The government are being sexist against men. They're coming down on men. The majority of men who are fathers want to be the daddy.
Okay, so even if the daddy is only minding the child for 48 hours of the weekend, you think he deserves a cut of the children's allowance?
Listen, that 48 hours with daddy might mean the world to a little boy or a little girl.
I'm not denying that. I'm not saying that for one second. But it's still a smaller percentage of time that the daddy has the child. Let me stay there for a moment. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Neil.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Jeremy, because you spend the money on the kid, and if you want to enjoy yourself with your child, it's called money. You need money to enjoy yourself with your child. Totally agree with you, Jeremy. Cheers.
Thanks, Neil. And Dara.
I actually agree. If he's having the kid 3 days a week, the mother 4 days a week, I'd argue that even the weekend cost is more than during the week. Obviously, school lunches and stuff, Monday to Friday, are expensive and all that. And general bits for school and having everything that the child needs Monday to Friday is expensive. But I do think that I spend more money on my daughter on the weekend than I would during the week. Do you know? Because you're more likely to do activities, you're going out, you might eat food out, you're not going to be sitting in the house all weekend, you want to do nice stuff, you want to treat them, you want to be able to bring them to the pool or the cinema, whatever it is. I spend way more of my budget on the weekend than I do Monday to Friday. So, and especially 3 days with one parent and 4 days with the other, I would argue that, yeah, he should get half. But like, again, logistically, that's really hard. And generally, they have to have a set of rules of how it's going to work, who's awarded the child benefit. And generally, it's whoever is the full custodian. That's just the legislation. If he was the full custodian, or they maybe had legally equal custody, then I would say that the courts could delegate that he gets half of that, but that would be something for the courts to decide rather than the state to pay automatically into both parents' accounts. For example, if that was the default, that wouldn't make any sense for someone in my situation, for example, who gets no maintenance and the father never sees the child, only like maybe once every 3 months. Then it wouldn't make sense if it was an automatic thing that it went half to the father. But obviously they can't. Ireland is already a very not well-run country. I can't imagine that they could assess this on a case-by-case basis for every situation in Ireland, but it would make sense that it goes to the primary caregiver. But obviously, if it goes through the courts, that then the judge will make a decision that the father should get half the maintenance, especially in situations here where, not maintenance, sorry, child benefit, where the child is with the dad every single weekend. So it is pretty much half time.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Mark, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Have a listen to this, please, and I can get your reaction to this.
Sorry, what am I listening to? Why should he be asking for a cent of the children's allowance?
a child comes in from school with a note from the school saying that there's a school trip going on and it's going to be €40. If there's three kids, all in the same school, all over the course of the next couple of months taking that trip, it all adds up. If they come in and say they want to join this football team or that dance class, that responsibility falls on the mother. And then, I don't know, I'm guessing if she's working full-time, she's in the same position as I am. She doesn't have a medical card. So I had my child down in the doctor on call 4 weeks ago. It's the price of the doc on call and then the prescription the next day. It all adds up. That children's allowance is not there to make his life easier when he has his kids. Both fathers and mothers should be able to equally provide for the kids. And then the children's allowance is extra for whatever the child needs throughout the month.
Now, Mark, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I do want to respond to that. I want to say, right, that I, even though I'm not working, I still pay child maintenance every single week into the mother's account, okay? I also have to, without working at the moment, with being unemployed, I still have to save up for the kids' Christmas presents, which I do every year. If I have to take out a small loan out of the credit union to help me to make sure that I have the Christmas presents and make sure they're happy, that's what I do, right? And I know people will say, oh, it's a credit union loan. I still have to pay it back on a weekly basis. It's still my money, right, that I'll be paying back, right? As well as that, right, she said that, like, if the kids go to football classes or whatever kind of dance classes, that falls on her. No, it doesn't fall on her, because my kid's mother would tell me if the kids need this or the kids need that, and I will try to give her as much as I possibly can towards football lessons or whatever they need, right? So that's bullshit what she's saying. Plus, Adrian, I take offence, right? Massive offence with you labelling me as a part-time parent. Right?
I didn't. I'm just quoting what other people have said.
No, you You called other men.
Hang on. Play the podcast back and listen to what I said. I was quoting other people. You as a part-time dad.
Listen back to this podcast. You called me and other lads like me part-time parents, right? Now, I'm going to say to you, right, that if you add up, right, the kids that do go to school, right, from Monday to Friday, and they're in school for more than probably a good portion of the day, right? So the kids wouldn't be with their mothers, right? The school, they'd be under the care of the school, right? And then if a parent, right, of the child is working, right, she mightn't see the kids. She might see them for an hour in the morning and maybe 2 hours or 3 hours at night. I would argue, when I have my kids all weekend, I spend all weekend with my kids, right?
Okay, now one of the questions I asked you earlier on, though, Mark, is do you think you're entitled to some of the children's allowance? And you weren't really jumping at it.
Yeah, I know, because I know what I'm going to get. Like, I'll probably get both barrels by all the fucking mammies on here going, who do you think he is, you know, trying to fucking take money off his kids? I'd never do that. I'd never take money off his kids. You know, anything that I got off the kid's mother, I would spend it on the kids. I buy them, like, food. I bring them off somewhere and treat them. There's no way I would fucking go and use it on myself. I couldn't bring myself to, like, to do
okay,
that.
Again, the argument that comes up when this conversation is had is that she spends money all week, every week, on the children, and therefore when a lump comes in, like children's allowance, sure, if she spends a few bob on herself, so be it.
I spend money on them every week as well. When I have them, like, I spend money on them every week.
Do me a favour, Mark. Stay there for a moment. Let me go to Joanna. You're on Opinions Matter, Joanna. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Joanna. What do you want to say on this?
Well, children's allowance is called children's allowance for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 140 a month or something like that.
That's right, it is 140 a month.
And when I used to get it, I used to buy my child clothes and shoes and things over. I never spent it on myself. But I'm saying that why should men get part-time children's allowance? That's for the child. You know, mothers that have children and they're raiding them. I know the fathers probably see them and all, but they have a lot of bills and clothes are not cheap nowadays and runners and all these things, you know.
So do you believe that somebody like Carl, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place, or Mark, do you believe that fathers who have their kids every weekend should be entitled to and be given a chunk of children's allowance?
No way. No, not at all. The fathers, they're having a weekend, so why don't they, if they get a job fair enough, they can support their children, do you know what I mean? In other ways, like going out and bringing them, doing the stuff. No, they're not entitled to that money at all. The mother is raiding them. You know, if the mother's raiding them, no, they're not entitled.
Okay, well,
if men are taking care of their kids, they're in their care fair enough. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but sorry, in Mark's case, his kids are in his care for the weekend.
No, not for just the weekend. No,
Mark, you're entitled to nothing because you only have the kids of the weekend.
I don't believe that anyway.
Yeah, like Adrian, I'm not entitled to anything, right? My kids are entitled to me spending money on them that is given to them from the state, right? The money is not for me. You're making it sound as if I'm entitled to the money. It's not for me. It will be for my kids, for me to spend on my kids. That's what it will be for.
Adrian, if different case if somebody's probably on drink or something, a mother or something, and the father is watching all this, I don't know, maybe he should be, I don't know. But you know, in America, the mothers are parents. Each parent has to pay child support.
I pay child support.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, in America, women do have to as well if they're working and all, you know.
That's called equality, though. That's the way it should be, maybe over here.
Yeah, maybe if they're working, you know, partially help out with the kids. But the children's allowance, if they're in the care of the mother all the week, like, why would you want some of that?
But they're not. My point is, they're not in the care of the mother because they're in the care of the school for most of the week. Like, they go to school.
Yeah, but you have to realise that children with shoes, runners, they wear very quickly and are expensive.
Yeah, and that's
clothes
why I pay.
As well, you know.
Well, their mother, if they needed anything in regards to school or after school activities like football, their mother would get on to me and I would help her out with that. I also give her maintenance, child maintenance every week, which is paid into her bank. And she gets the money that obviously she works for, which fair play to her, like she does, she works hard for her own money, right? But she also gets the lump sum off the government. Why, in the interest of fairness and equality, shouldn't the man, the father, get like money to spend on his kids when he has them on, like he's looking after them?
Yeah, I know, but the mother has a lot of bills to pay and things like that. I understand that. And food, everything costs money.
I've got bills to pay.
I understand that. I know you're probably not working, I know you probably don't get much, but like child maintenance then should be very little, you know, instead of, you know.
But you're saying, Joanna, that a guy like this, like Mark or Carl that we were talking about earlier on, aren't really entitled to anything because they're not the full-time caregivers.
Well, if you have your kids, I think social welfare or the relieving officer helps out if you're having visits. Do you know what I mean? They give you a little small sum. They used to do that anyway. But I don't think that people, men or women, that have their kids on the weekend should be entitled to children's allowance, you know, some of it or anything like that, because that goes on everything else, you know, with this day and age.
Can I ask you a question there, right? Do you think that all of these mammies out there right now at the moment, do you think that all the money they get, like, on their double children's allowance, do you honestly think that, like, 100% of that money that they get goes towards their kids and their bills
and stuff? Well, do you know what? I know few, and I'm saying a few, that do spend it all on their kids. Now, maybe there's a percentage that doesn't, and that's very wrong indeed, because it's not fair, you know, getting children all this money and spending it on themselves, and, you know, it's not right. Yeah, you're right there.
All right, so part-time dads, Joanna, don't deserve children's allowance.
No, I'm not saying don't deserve it.
Well, you
I'm
did
just
at the
saying
start.
With all the things going on nowadays, all these bills and things, you know, everyone has to get internet in their homes now. It's winter, the kids have to be playing, and that these bills all add up. And it's not just talking €50, you're talking about €100 a month and whatever, you know. And clothes and shoes, we all know that they wear out very quickly. I know kids are in school and they wear their uniform, but the kids nowadays won't go around in pennies or whatever. They say, no, I'm not going around in them. Everybody be laughing at me, you know, that way.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your call, Joanna. We've a lot of messages out to squeeze in before we wrap this up. This is Sarah Louise.
In a sense, I do agree with Carol. Yeah, like, if you have your child a major percent of the time, yes, split it in half. But Carl, he has his child too out of 7 days. No, he doesn't get half. Yeah, maybe paying less maintenance, but no, definitely not half child allowance. Like, look at the bills that a mother has to go through, or a father has to go through during the week when they have the majority of the care for the kids. But yeah, no, Jeremy is totally wrong. And I totally agree with Lorraine.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sarah Louise. And another Mark has an opinion on this.
If the father is paying maintenance, then the mother is not spending her money. She is spending their money on the children during the week. So if both have the children at different stages during the week, it should be split.
All right, Mark, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. So, Jeremy, at the end of the day, you believe that people like Mark and Carl deserve half the children's allowance.
I'll always support fathers who want to be in their children's lives.
No, well, obviously they're in their children's lives. They're not quite in their children's lives as much as mammies are in both these cases.
Yeah.
48 versus 120.
He's still going on about the errors.
Yep.
Still going on about the errors.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
People asked me to apologise to you for the comment that I made.
Yeah, bang out of order. I've actually edited it out of today's podcast.
So there's no need for me to apologise?
No. There was a comment you made earlier on.
Sorry, man. There are many, over 60, sorry, many fingers we got. 64 comments.
Yep.
From people asking me to apologise to Adrian for the comment.
Now, the comment has been edited out of the podcast because I was so offended by it. It was disgusting. So you actually make a fool of yourself in making comments like that. So I've edited it out of the podcast. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
Well, then if it didn't happen, I don't have to apologise.
No, it did happen, though.
So to the 60-odd Karens who are complaining, we don't have to apologise now. There we go.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Hit subscribe, follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And a huge thanks to our current show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.